Hi, this is Shante returning your call back from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I bought a thing online and didn't realize it sucked me into some expensive credit thing. I called back. They refunded me partially and canceled it. They said I should still be eligible for that credit and to email customer support or whoever. I've emailed them like three times now, and they have not gotten back to me and given me that credit information, or that, I guess it's some kind of voucher or hell, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'd be glad to assist you with that. Can we start off with getting your zip code?
Yes, it's 37167.
37617.
167. And I've
Let's
got, when I
start off
called
with
last,
three.
go
Three.
ahead.
It's 3, 6, or 7.
37167.
Okay.
And they gave me my order number last time I called in, if you need it. I don't know that that helps really.
Okay, just give me one moment. What's the first and last name?
Elisa McClure.
Okay. Let me try one other way. So for security purpose, can you verify your address for me?
Yes, ma'am. It's 1111 Silvery Glade, Myrna, Tennessee 37167.
Okay, I do have that address verified along with your name. Just give me a few moments while we're waiting for the system to load up.
Okay.
Okay, as we have the system loaded. Okay, just let me look over a few things within your account.
Okay.
Okay, and you need the voucher for your gift card resent to you?
I've emailed. She said she couldn't give it to me when I called and to email this email address. But I've emailed them twice in the last week or so.
Okay, I'll be glad to get that. Give me one moment.
I really, truly, and honestly, I'd rather just get the rest of my thing refunded if you could do that instead as opposed to a voucher. Because that's how they got me the first time, saying, "Oh, well, you can have this thing, just pay for shipping," and then they charged me $70. So,
Okay, just give me one moment. Let me check on that. One moment and place you on a repo. Okay, ma'am, I'm still here. I'm just looking into something dealing with your account, but once I have that, I'll be back with you shortly, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, ma'am, just checking in. I'm trying to get confirmation from my supervisor as far do we still need to send the voucher out or not, or what's the next step going for. So once I get confirmation, I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, ma'am. Did they tell you to get in contact with customer support as far as receiving the voucher, or did they say they was going to representative you spoke to the last time say that they were going to send it back out? Because if we're in regards, a supervisor said to ask you, did you receive it within your junk or spam? Because sometimes it will go there. Okay,
hold
so
on, I'll check again, but that, no, they said that I would have to get in, no, it's not in spam. That I would have to get in touch with customer support to get it.
Okay. Okay, so Yes, ma'am. So for the income description, the most I can do as far as the refund, I can offer the percent towards your refund and resend your voucher back out.
Okay, that works.
Okay, so give me one moment.
And just to be honest, they did give me a portion of that. They did send a portion of the refund. It was like,
It was $23.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you know that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Let me see.
I ain't trying to scam y'all, even though I feel like I got scammed.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand. Okay, so we'll do 50% of that, and out of the $43 that was left out the balance with the 35% refund you get, you'll get credited back $21.88.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
And I guess you could email me the voucher, and honestly, in your opinion, should I even try to get something off this voucher and risk being scammed again, or should I just let it go?
The voucher is for $125. So if you see something within that price range, that where it could, you can get something and it'll be free for that, I would go forward. If it's something that's over the $125, you would just have to pay the balance of that.
Okay. But I won't have to to pay for shipping and end up signing myself up for some other ridiculous shit.
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Uh-huh. Just let me know there. Okay, I was just notating your account before I have the reshipment for the voucher and apply your refund. Let me apply your refund first.
And I guess, is that voucher going to come by mail or email?
By email.
Okay, all right. Yeah, when she told me the first time, I went through and checked it. But she also didn't tell me what email address it would come from, but I did look.
It's going to be the one that you have listed when you signed up for the account?
No, I mean what email it would be coming from.
She
didn't tell me. She said there were a lot of different ones, so I just had to read all of my spam to try to figure it out. But
let me see.
I guess they make it easy for y'all. You do, don't they?
Cause it's different. Sweet states. When you see something that says at support, that's where it would be coming from. So anything that says at support. So just let me fill this out. Give me one moment while I have this filled out for your reshipment of it.
Also, on off topic, so did you know, not Victoria's Secret, Bath & Body Works, they got their sale starting today. They have a candle called Coffee and Whiskey. Why have I never seen that before? Have you smelled that?
I haven't. I missed the sale, and I said probably this weekend I would go and look, but I was looking for the body spray products. But you told me that now. I will keep in mind the smell there. But I don't know. They come out with a whole lot of different
They do, and a lot of them smell like shit, to be honest. Last time I was at the store,
yes, they used to smell good, but I done heard that lately too. A lot of people have been complaining. It was like, where are y'all getting this smell from for the prices that We pay, it's not worth it, and this didn't smell good or whatever. And they was like, you can go to Walmart or
Walmart's got them
$3
candles.
Right, and they was, and that's what a lot of people say. So I honestly don't know.
They do have the best smelling and the strongest smelling Christmas candle at Bath & Body Works. The balsam, something balsam, I don't know. My sister got it for me for Christmas. That's the only reason I buy shit from them, is so I can get that Christmas candle.
Right.
But yeah. So coffee and whiskey is a thing now, which in theory sounds like it'd be good, but some of that other shit sounds like it'd be good too. So you never know.
Had that submitted. So okay, I just resubmitted the to receive your email voucher in the $125 gift card.
Right.
And I do have you refunded for the amount of $21.88.
Okay.
Make sure. Okay, and so if you would need a code for a code for that, I can offer you that also.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, not a problem.
All right.
So to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
263.
Okay.
241.
Okay.
095.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your help.
Okay, well, if not anything else that I can assist you with, thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.